By pushing the play button, your Wednesday just morphed into a Wednesday with the feel-good flow of the Morologue. And this one is for you, as they all are, my fair lady floor de carpet sales. You are a fighter through and through, and you are a winner. Please keep fighting that good fight. Now, billionaire investor Warren Buffett, he's a big winner in life. He's invested in a buffet of successful businesses, and he even quote-unquote boxed Floyd Mayweather Jr. a few years ago. I've shared the story before, but in case you haven't heard it, it was another Forrest Gump moment of my career. I was the announcer for one of the videos that Berkshire Hathaway produces for its annual shareholders meeting in Omaha, Nebraska. I got to work with John Landis, who directed the video. Yeah, the same John Landis who also directed films like Animal House, Trading Places, Blues Brothers, Coming to America, and oh yeah, he directed Michael Jackson's Thriller video. What is my life? Anyway, let's get back to Mr. Buffett. He's responsible for the biggest act of charity in America in 2023. This, according to the Chronicle of Philanthropy's annual rankings. I wonder if the Chronicle of Philanthropy would give an unemployed announcer a job. Asking for a friend. Anyway, the Berkshire Hathaway co-founder, his partner, Charlie Munger, passed away last year at the age of 99. Buffett donated 1.5 million shares of company stock, that's worth $541 million, to his Susan Thompson Buffett Foundation. She was his first wife who passed away. The foundation primarily backs women's reproductive health. Bravo, Mr. Buffett. That's a beep load of money. Speaking of swearing and health, although a common pain response, whether swearing alters individuals' experience of pain hasn't been investigated. Well, a study investigated whether swearing affects cold pressor pain tolerance. That's the ability to withstand immersing the hand in icy water, a pain perception, and heart rate. Now, in a repeated measures design, pain outcomes were assessed in participants asked to repeat a swear word versus a neutral word. So, in addition, sex differences in the roles of pain, catastrophizing, a fear of pain, and trait anxiety were explored. So, when people used a swear word, well, that increased pain tolerance, increased heart rate, and decreased perceived pain compared with not swearing. However, swearing did not increase pain tolerance in males with a tendency to catastrophize. The observed pain lessening, which is known as hypoalgesic effect, may occur because swearing induces a fight or flight response and nullifies the link between fear of pain and pain perception. So there you go. The next time you step on a piece of Lego, let the F-bombs fly. Hey, indigenous communities in the United States are flying high in terms of ideas and activities that are hoping to restore what was their past. They are championing food sovereignty through initiatives that embrace ancestral seeds and bison herds. Now, the movement seeks to restore and reclaim aspects of Native American food and culture that thrived for thousands of years prior to European colonization. The focus includes developing community gardens with ancestral seeds, reintroducing bison to reservations, collecting wild fruits and vegetables, and promoting traditional cooking methods. Now, Montana State University's Indigenous Gardens, which is part of a larger effort around the country, exemplified this approach. The gardens, totaling about an acre, feature crops such as corn, squash, sunflowers, and sweetgrass, some of which have grown for millennia in Native Americans' gardens along the Upper Missouri River. Now, central to this movement is the reintroduction of bison, with numerous tribes establishing buffalo herds, including all 7 reservations in Montana. Now, the Buffalo Nation's Food Systems Initiative is a key player in the initiative, receiving a $5 million grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to align Northern Plains Native American foods with modern palates. The BNFSI distributes 200 packets of ancestral crop seeds annually to indigenous people in Montana, aiming to revitalize traditional agriculture. Montana State University is building the country's 2nd indigenous food lab to further these efforts, focusing on education, training, and the development of recipes that blend ancestral knowledge with contemporary tastes. The embrace of food sovereignty by indigenous communities reflects a multifaceted approach to cultural preservation, health improvement, sustainable practices, economic development, education, and community empowerment. That's facts, no printer. And on the Morologue, we provide you with just the facts, ma'am. That was the catchphrase of Detective Joe Friday, played by show creator Jack Webb on Dragnet. Of course, he was inferring that that's all he wanted were the facts, but that's what we deliver here. And it is a fact that it was on this day, January 3, 1952, that Dragnet debuted on primetime TV. It started as a radio drama only 3 years earlier, and it was one of the first television cop dramas. Well, it's hard to beat sports for real-life drama, and while I don't watch anywhere near as much sports as I used to, I do love to read about it. Hell, I like to read about anything. I catch highlights where I can and definitely become more invested at playoff time. In the meantime, I continue to monitor the major storylines and milestones in sports, and that's why I want to give some love right now to Connor McDavid, who had a goal and 4 assists and became the 5th fastest player in NHL history to reach 900 points. In the Oilers' 5-2 win against the Philadelphia Flyers in front of the Edmonton fans on Tuesday, McDavid reached the mark in 602 games. No surprise that the great one, Wayne Gretzky, did it faster than anyone. He achieved 900 points in just 385 games. Absolutely bananas. And by the way, did you know that bananas are curved because they grow towards the sun? Philosophers have pondered the shape of bananas for a long time, arguing until the sun goes down as to why they're curved. Well, bananas go through a process that's called negative geotropism. Now, this process causes the fruit to grow upwards toward the sun instead of the ground. This, in turn, gives the banana its familiar curved shape. Well, speaking of curves, in the land of bananas, a 20-foot-tall monument of Shakira now overlooks her hometown of Barranquilla, Colombia. The statue shows the hip-shaking singer in one of her iconic belly-dancing outfits, with her hips swaying to the right and her arms raised up to the sky. In a post on X, Shakira called the statue an example of the enormous artistic talent of the people of my land. A plaque under the statue reads, "On February 2, 1977, the town of Barranquilla and the world witnessed the birth of a heart that composes, hips that don't lie, a voice that moves masses, and a pair of bare feet that walk for the good of children and humanity." Last May, Shakira gifted moms a new anthem for Mother's Day. Acrostico is a powerful open letter to her children, Milan and Sasha. The song is a poetic composition constructed so that the initial letter of each line of lyrics, taken consecutively, spells out the names of her 2 sons. The ballad's official video, and by the way, the English version, acrostic, that's what it is, a poem in which the initial letter of each line can spell out words. And in this case, again, it spelled out the names of her two sons, Milan and Sasha. And on the video, they are actually singing and playing the piano alongside their mother. The keyboard warrior version of the song will wrap up today's podcast. But I want to first leave you with today's motivation. It comes from self-improvement author and lecturer Dale Carnegie, who said, "Remember, happiness doesn't depend upon who you are or what you have. It depends solely upon what you think. So start each day by thinking of all the things you have to be thankful for. Your future will depend very largely on the thoughts you think today. So think thoughts of hope and confidence and love and success." Thank you for listening to The Morologue. Now go and hold the door open for someone. And Flor de... All right, this one time only. Flor de Marista. Make sure you, above all others, keep fighting the good fight.
Mamma mia, marijuana is the shit.